All right. Hey guys, welcome to my podcast, Te Caliente. I'm your host, Karina Moctezuma, and here I got Alana and Anna. So, like, introduce yourself.
Hi guys, I'm Anna Gonchartrick from Head Bata Time. Listen to my podcast sometime if you're bored.
And you are?
Alana from That's Showbiz Sis. I don't have a podcast yet, but, you know, it's coming out soon.
And today we're going to talk about, today we're going to talk about Shakespeare and the play that we saw yesterday. So let's start. So we just want to talk about, you know, the actors about it.
Okay, right. I'm just going to say the balcony scene first.
It was a little,
I'm mad that they didn't use the balconies.
Yeah, they had a chance. Yeah. And all I saw was her stand in the corner of the stage. I'm like, are you kidding
me? Yeah, like, he was standing... Romeo
was like on the floor.
Juliet
on the stage.
Juliet didn't move as much.
Yeah,
she
like
just like stayed. In
they
one spot.
Barely moved.
I mean, I guess she did good her scare scene when she gets scared. She did good, but the whole entire time, like, you could have used the balcony. I mean, you had a chance.
Yeah,
but they all showed a lot of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were kissing, they showed a lot.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! And then they brought out like the sexual scenes a lot.
Yeah, I liked that though. The fact that it was Mercutio funny. Was played good. It was a good play. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, Mercutio was my favorite. I love him. Yeah.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay.
But throughout the whole play, Juliet just wore white.
Yeah.
That's true. She did wear all white. But why is she wear all white, Alana? How do you explain that?
Oh my gosh. I think she wore white because to, like, show innocence.
That's true.
Innocence and, like, virginity because now, like, Romeo is the first love of her life, putting quotations around that. So
I also realized that
and you just yawned.
Just yawned. That Tybalt was like in a different costume than all of them, and like like some of them had like a maroonish red color, but Tybalt had like a really bright red color, and you could just tell he was Tybalt because of the way he was dressed.
Honestly, in the beginning, I got confused who was Benvolio and who was Mercutio.
Yeah.
For a good solid second, I didn't know who was who until Romeo said something.
Uh-huh. Until Mercutio was killed, and then I was like,
that was Mercutio.
Or until, like, he started, like, doing those little...
covering thigh. When he did that, I was like, yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah, when they were fencing. Okay.
Fencing? Fencing, like a wall? Like a... fencing around the house?
No, like with the swords.
Joking. Out of the way.
Like they could have. I know he said that it was 1 minute of like performance and then 5 minutes. I mean, 5 hours of practice, but like, I wish they made it look a little bit more realistic.
I feel like they were just like, they were going like,
they should have used like blood bags or something. Like Millie Rock on the Block. But I feel like they could have used like blood bags or something.
Yeah, all I saw was them going, oh! And they were just grabbing their piece of like where they got stabbed, but there was nothing coming out. And I was like, this is really fake, but okay.
I was so surprised. I forgot.
What were you surprised? What were you surprised about? No, we need to find out. What were you surprised about? Come on, about the time.
Oh, yeah. I was so surprised how Tybalt died on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Because usually people like don't die on stage, like Mercutio died off of stage, but like Tybalt died on
stage. Yeah, on stage, and then the guys just picked him up and walked him out.
Yeah.
Which, Mr. Schutz, I'm going to call you out. You said no one dies on stage. You liar.
Oh, stop. I'm sorry. But after the fight scene, there was the death scene. Where Tybalt died.
Dill died.
Dill died. And and, you know.
And what?
Yeah.
Ew, my ankle just cracked. I was so loud. People kept saying Romeo was cute. He was kind of ugly.
I just don't like how they stayed in the same clothes the whole time.
No, yeah, they, yeah. No, I think Mercutio and Benvolio changed clothes once.
Yeah.
Because I know they were in a different outfit, and then they came out with, like, an orange outfit, and they stayed in that for the rest of the...
The thing was, you know, during the dancing, when he went to a party, none of them changed.
Yeah.
None of them changed. I was expecting, like, a nice gown moment.
But he did wear, like, a mask.
Yeah. A mask and, like, something
red. But that was good.
Maybe he wore red just for the, you know, the party. It's like, he's going to be for first love.
But Romeo was the only one wearing the mask.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say something. This was all lust. It was nothing of love.
Yeah.
It was all lust.
Definitely lust.
Because of the way they kiss, especially, too.
That was, like,
their kissing was intense. And I remember watching it, and I was like, Mom? Mom? That was so...
Yeah.
Oh.
But I do like how they casted Juliet as, like, a young girl. Like, she was...
She did look
young. Like, we knew that she was young, by the way.
And then Romeo looked like he was 30.
Paris? Can we talk about Paris? Paris looked like he was, like, 45. Paris was literally, like, 40, and he was, like 7 feet tall.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Okay.
Such a big man.
Yeah, but he was really...
The way he kissed Juliet on the
cheek. He was really tall. He was, like...
Okay, why wasn't Juliet wearing shoes, though?
Was she not wearing shoes?
No, she was not wearing shoes.
She was wearing, like, flats, wasn't she?
No, she was not.
She was not?
No. She was running, and there was no shoes. Oh!
But I like how they used crickets in the background.
Yeah,
that was
like,
smart.
That was, like, really... Everyone was just gotten
or, like, little
that.
Music during, like, the party scene.
And I like how they would talk to the audience. You know, when we were running by, she asked us, like, should I wear white? And I was like, yeah, obviously. I don't know.
Didn't she say something like, why am I wearing white still? I don't know. She said something along those lines. Kind of funny. Oh, my gosh. Did you see when Romeo was, like, scaring people? Was it Romeo? I don't know if it was Romeo.
I think it was, like, one of the assistant people. It was like when they're
because he was at the theater that he started acting. I'm pretty sure it was Romeo.
I like how they were like walking off the stage though, going between the aisles.
Like Romeo was like even hiding behind the seats of it.
Yeah.
And then Rosalind's quivering thigh, and then he was like, the face he gave was like, Well, you know, like I said, I've been really thirsty recently, and it's been. Oh, you know, and Cole usually doesn't really fill me up, like I said, in your podcast. You know, cranberry Sprite.
Man.
All the way, you know, it's beautiful. That's for our sponsor. Thank you to Cranberry Sprites by Cranberries, who have been incredible recent. You know? Yes. You know? Sprite Cranberry. Iconic.
Sponsored by Sprite Cranberry. A little.
Oh my god, my podcast? Get out of here! That's how you spring. Is it? You're definitely drinking your Sprite Cranberry, right? You know? You want Sprite Cranberry? Thank you to our sponsorship. Are you okay?
I guess I almost
did. Right. Well, thank you for that. Sprite Cranberry.
But during the suicide scene, since we haven't talked about that
yet. Of course. Yeah.
Juliet's deathbed was white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What do you think that symbolized?
I feel like it symbolized her like going to a safe place. What got peace. Me really mad the whole entire time I was watching this was that, you know, Paris was just laying there. And it got really awkward. I'm like, what is he doing?
They hugged for?
Yeah.
Like, can you please just move? Like, I don't like how they just, some people just...
Yeah, no, it was like a half stage moment, right? Where, like, Fair Lawrence and Romeo were talking. What? Fair Lawrence was talking, and then Juliet, I forgot who else. The nurse was talking, and then, But, yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So, during... I like how they showed the marriage scene.
Yeah.
Like, it was...
And, like, Baz Luhrmann.
I like the way that, like, you know, we know when they were getting married, and, like, every time that Fair Lawrence would walk away, they would start kissing, and then, like, he hit Romeo with the book. Yeah. That's entertaining to watch. But, like I said, with the suicide scene, I don't know why, but when it was kind of, she kissed back, right? When he was Romeo.
Yeah!
And Romeo was like, fuck. Shit. And then, like, he fell, and he was like, ugh. Oh, you know?
Yeah. What's it called? But I found it weird how, like, in the Baz Luhrmann version, like, Juliet actually, like, looked dead, and she didn't, like, kiss back, but...
I think none of them she didn't kiss
yeah,
back
Yeah, I don't... Yeah. But it was, like, kind of sketchy how Juliet kissed Romeo back, and he didn't notice, and he killed himself.
No, I just don't think they used, like, throughout, like, Dramgul, Zeffirelli, and Luhrmann, those versions of Romeo and Juliet, I just feel like they didn't... Those used, like, a lot of symbolism so we can know what happened, mm-hmm. but for the play that we saw yesterday, I don't think it really helped us understand because they didn't change, or, like...
Yeah. But I feel like it was, like, easy to identify the scenes.
Or, like, it was easy to know that, like, Mercutio... loved Romeo because Mercutio was good at acting and he like his what he did let us know.
I got really sad when Mercutio died, you know, because he's actually a favorite character of the whole play, so when he died I'm like
yeah. There goes the whole fun of the play now.
Like no, I don't know, I'm not interested to watch now because he died, you know. That's when yeah. I started drifting off. It was like, 1 second on there, like, on some weird moment, and I walk back and already dead. And I'm like, oh.
But then 10 minutes later, you know, Mr. Schutz, our English teacher, goes like, huh.
He goes, huh. That's all you would hear in the corner of the room is, huh.
And the actress, like, would almost run him, like, oh, run yeah. over him.
So what he was next to was, like, an opening near the stage was. And so they would run, and then he would have to, like, move aside. And it was funny. But.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. You know, I... What? Oh, time for joke time. Now, we did this in Anna's podcast. Time. So, Anna, why don't you introduce our joke of the week today? You know, it's Friday, you know.
Why did the cookies have to go to the hospital?
Why?
They had a case of the crumbs.
Oh god. Okay. Well, that's a good joke. Now let's talk about tea. You know, the tea of this world. What's the new tea?
The Jonas Brothers are back.
Oh my god.
They're back. I know. Oh, I was shocked. God. I was very
my
shocked.
My mom even told me. I was like, yes, sucker. Like,
look, I haven't heard the new song, out. Like, please. It came out with the music video also.
Please give them that clout because I'm ready to go to one of
them. We should make a podcast where we react to that video and talk about it.
Yeah.
No, give Kevin what he wants. Kevin never gets attention.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week at our next podcast.
Okay, but...
You just die? Don't die on me, bitch. What happened?
Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I thought he died.
I think I almost died. Okay. I hope One Direction is back. Comes back soon.
No.
You know what? It's really sad. I was One Direction. I'd be like... I don't know what's their songs. You play a song, know all the lyrics of it.
No,
it's really sad.
I was a stan. I went to their concert.
You went to their...
Like, I
can't relate.
I love Post Malone. Post Malone is just... I
love The
Post
Weeknd.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think that's where we're going to end our podcast today, you know? Hope you guys have a good day. Happy Friday. Hope you guys enjoy your day. You just listened to.
Share this on Facebook.
De Caliente. Yeah. Share this on Facebook. You know, share us on Twitter. Give it a good listen. Tell your friends about us. Go tell your friends about it. You know.
Sponsor us.
Yeah. Give us a free. Actually.
Sprite Cranberry.
Sprite Cranberry is iconic. You know, if you guys never drink that. So. You should try it. So. Hope you guys enjoyed this week's podcast. I'm your host, Karina Moctezuma, and we're out.